Welcome to the weekly podcast of Science and the City, the webzine of the New York Academy of Sciences, online at scienceandthecity.org. Today is February 2nd, 2007, and I'm Adele Caravanos. The Skyscraper Museum at 39 Battery Place in Lower Manhattan, founded in 1996, is devoted to the study of high-rise buildings. Located in the world's first and foremost vertical metropolis, the museum celebrates New York City's rich architectural heritage and examines the historical forces and individuals that have shaped its successive skylines. In this podcast, museum founder, director, and curator Carol Willis shares with Science and the City editor Adrian Burke some of the science behind the current exhibit, Giants, the Twin Towers and the 20th Century. To learn about the lecture series Mixed Greens, about green building design, hosted by the Skyscraper Museum and the New York Academy of Sciences through May 2007, please visit scienceandthecity.org.
We're with Carol Willis, the founder and director of the Skyscraper Museum in Lower Manhattan. She's going to take us on a tour through the current exhibit on the World Trade Centers that will be on view through April 15th, 2007. Hi, Carol.
Well, welcome, and I'm delighted to be able to take you around the exhibition, which has the title Giants, the Twin Towers in the 20th Century. And as we walk through the exhibition, I'll try to emphasize some of these overarching issues of scale, because the World Trade Center Twin Towers culminate the evolution of the skyscraper in the 20th Century. And so one of the things that this exhibition tries to do, other than to talk about the design and construction engineering of the World Trade Center, is to put them in the broader context of the history of the skyscraper. One of the first things that you see in the exhibition